On KETR, this is Mark Haslett with this afternoon's presentation of North by Northeast. Bad news today for some Lone Star Conference football fans, and though most of the bad news was for West Texas A&M, it wasn't a great day here in Lion Country either. The NCAA handed down some penalties this morning affecting the WT football program and some former staff. One of those former WT staff is Texas A&M University Commerce head coach Colby Carthel. He'll be suspended by the NCAA for one game this fall. Carthel will miss the September 17th matchup in Portales, New Mexico, against Eastern New Mexico University. The penalties from the NCAA are almost all the result of a number of unrelated incidents that happened at West Texas A&M from 2012 through 2015. Carthel was the defensive coordinator at WT from 2006 until January 2013, when he left to become head coach at A&M Commerce. Colby's father, Don Carthel, was head coach at WT until he was dismissed in the summer of 2013. Later that fall, the senior Carthel joined his son's staff as a volunteer coach at A&M Commerce. So here's what happened. In 2013, Don Carthel bought some Texas Rangers baseball tickets for WT players. They paid him back, but the purchase was still an NCAA violation. Don Carthel also instructed the players to lie to investigators about the incident. That's one violation, which is also what led to Don Carthel's dismissal. Colby Carthel's violations happened in 2012 and 2013. In August of 2012, Colby Carthel lent a WT player about $300 to cover childcare expenses. Later, Colby Carthel also misled investigators who interviewed him about the incident in 2013. There was another violation. Just before leaving WT in January 2013, Colby Carthel paid a WT athlete's rent, about $400. The loan was repaid, but it was still an NCAA violation. As a result of the infractions, Colby Carthel will miss this year's Eastern New Mexico game. There will also be some mandated training and other minor penalties. Don Carthel has been prohibited from off-campus recruiting, at least for the time being. That's it for former WT staff now working at A&M Commerce. WT is also being penalized for a prolonged academic fraud episode. It started in the summer of 2014, when a WT coach who's no longer employed in college football set up one player with tutoring services for another player. That wasn't a problem, but it became a problem soon after that. The player needing tutoring was a starting wide receiver who was struggling with a Spanish course. He got help from a backup place kicker from South Texas who knew Spanish. A little too much help. The kicker did some of the wide receiver's homework. The NCAA says that even the place kicker's family helped out a bit with online assignments. The WT receivers and special teams coach, Joel Hinton, was aware of the academic fraud, but did nothing. It all came out later that fall when the kicker tried to quit the team and WT staff tried to block the move. There were other problems, too. The WT coaching staff provided some free housing to student-athletes back in 2012. The housing was valued at a little more than $700. The result? WT's football program is on probation for 3 years. They're having to pay the NCAA a $5,000 fine, and they lost a few scholarships, too. Now, if all that information was a lot to take in by radio, don't worry. You can find a detailed account of the NCAA's actions online at KETR.org. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.